The three new Second Avenue subway stations that open this month are praised for many things: their cleanliness, the airy open space, and the public art. But as WNYC's Stephen Essen reports, one group of artists isn't so pleased.
49-year-old Mark Orleans has been playing his fiddle and mandolin in the subways for nearly a decade. Recently, he's been performing at the new 72nd Street station. That is, until Wednesday.
We just started playing. Tips started to come in immediately. And two police officers came down the stairs here in front of me and immediately told me that I'm required to have a permit to play here.
Not true. The MTA does have some restrictions for playing music or performing in the subways. You can't block people's way or use amplification, but having a permit is not required.
He said, well, you know, I could subjectively say that you're blocking movement. So that's when I reached for my camera and I said, I'm going to film this encounter if you don't mind, sir. And then he asked me to strike a deal with him and to go and play upstairs.
Orleans is not alone. An advocate for subway buskers says several artists report being harassed by police at the new stations. The NYPD says in a statement that it has to balance protecting performers and riders. The MTA says the agency will remind officers about its rules on musical performances and will put a link on its homepage to make the rules more easily accessible. As for Orleans, he'll keep playing. After all, busking has helped him land several long-term gigs, and he likes it.
Spontaneous artistic expression has been part of the fabric of New York cultural life for decades.
For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.